Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Completed 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. 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 Wow in the world.
Wow in the world.
Just like I remember it.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Southern Mama's big, fancy steakhouse. Table for two?
Yes, thank you. It's a special occasion, actually.
We're celebrating our anniversary.
Oh, how nice.
Believe it or not, we met at this very restaurant 10 years ago today.
Well, gosh, aren't you two just the cutest? Now, please follow me. We have a very special table ready for...
Milkshake, baby!
Oh, no.
Eddie, be careful. Not every door you burst through can be rebaked. Remember?
Oh, it smells so good in here.
I still vote we go to the Knuckle Hut.
Nobody likes the Knuckle Hut but you, Fingerling.
On second thought, I think we might just have microwave dinners in front of the TV.
No, wait, please.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Don't go.
Howdy.
Yes. Hello there again.
One table for five, please and thank you.
Weren't y'all just in here like 2 hours ago?
Yeah, but that was our pre-rodeo dinner.
And we came back for our post-rodeo milkshakes. Hooray!
I just want jalapeno poppers.
Okay, well, why don't we just put you in the same booth you were in before? Okay!
I call same seats.
Follow me.
Sorry. With my bullwhip here. Sorry. We just came from a rodeo. I got this as a souvenir. Can you believe it? Sorry, I didn't mean to bump you with it.
Indy, are you sure you want to bring that bullwhip that you bought into the restaurant?
Well, how is my whip cracking ever going to improve if I just leave it out there in the ice cream truck, Guy Raz?
I'm not even sure that this thing is meant for whip cracking, Mindy.
What do you mean?
Well, for starters, it's made entirely out of licorice.
Yes, and?
And here's your table.
There we go. All right.
Thank you.
I'll be back with some water for y'all in just a minute.
Water? No, that's boring. Dennis, they'll come back and take our milkshake order in a minute.
Oh, right. Whew. So, what kind of milkshake is everyone going to get?
I need to see a menu.
I'm going
to
get chocolate. No, wait. Double chocolate. No, wait. Triple chocolate! Someone look and see if the menu has triple chocolate!
Now, where are them menus anyhow?
Oh, say no more, Grandma G-Force. Let me just get my licorice bullwhip and...
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Mindy, what are you doing with that thing?
Just getting us some menus, Guy Raz. What does it look like I'm doing?
Getting us some menus? How are you going to get us some menus with your licorice bullwhip?
Well, I licked the end of the licorice bullwhip, making it super sticky, so all I have to do is...
Hey, I was just bringing y'all that water.
Oh, man, the whip didn't crack. It just flopped onto the waiter's tray and knocked everything over.
Guess I'll just go get you some more.
Well, well, well. Looks like that candy cane of yours is packing more of a punch than you bargained for, Mindy.
It's a licorice whip, Grandma G-Force.
Mindy, what in the world are you doing whipping that thing about in a fully packed restaurant?
It's for science, Guy Raz.
How can this be for science?
Oh, I had a feeling you were going to ask me that. Here, let me just look in here. Oh, got it. All right. Look, it's all in here.
Is this the program from the rodeo we were just at?
Yep. The whole show that we just saw at the rodeo was based on a scientific study.
Oh, I was wondering why all the cowboys were dressed in lab coats.
What? They weren't dressed in lab coats.
Oh.
Well, they may not have been dressed in lab coats, but those whip crackers were part of a study from Northeastern University in Boston, where they were trying to understand something called biomechanics.
Biomechanics?
What? Why would you want to buy a mechanic? Those are expensive.
Yeah, I can't afford a whole mechanic.
No, I said biomechanics.
And biomechanics is just a fancy way of saying how scientists study how the human body moves.
Oh, right.
Exactly. Like how the body moves and works to make a whip crack. Like this.
Hey, my milkshake.
Who keeps doing this?
Yeah, sorry, sorry. Just trying to learn how to crack a whip over here. Now, how do I get it to make that loud snappy noise at the end?
Mindy!
Oh, I like this thing.
Well, keep it away from my jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, and my milkshake. Speaking of which, where is that waiter?
Okay, got your waters here. And a few menus for y'all.
Thank you.
No need for a menu, Mr. Waiterman. I want a triple chocolate milkshake, please.
Dennis, you can't order yet. None of us have even had a chance to look at the menu.
I'll just give y'all a few minutes.
Thank you. So, Mindy, why would these university researchers want to study the biomechanics of whip cracking?
Because of robots, Guy Raz.
Robots?
I was wondering why all those cowboys at the rodeo were all made out of metal and wires and servos.
For the last time, Mr. Fingerling, the cowboys at the rodeo were just regular cowboys.
Oh, you sure?
So what does whip cracking have to do with robots, Mindy?
Well, it's simple. Robots can't do it.
Do what?
Crack whips.
The robots?
Exactly.
I'm a little confused.
Me too.
Well, I never know what you're saying.
Me neither.
Well, it turns out that whip cracking is easy for us humans.
Tell that to the three glasses you already broken today.
But super difficult for robots.
Why is that?
Well, it says here in the program that robots are super good when it comes to manipulating solid and rigid objects like a book or a plate or something.
So hard things like metal and steel, which is why they're so good at doing jobs like building cars.
Exactly. But when it comes to floppy objects...
Like this whip.
Yeah, or clothes or shoes. You know, floppy things that you can't control as easily. It suddenly gets really complicated and confusing for robots.
Because they can be twisted and stretched and rotated in a bunch of different ways that are hard to predict.
Yeah, so we might not think about it in our everyday lives, but these floppy objects are actually super complicated to control. Control because they keep changing shape.
But our human brains are able to naturally understand how it all works.
Right. And our human brains have had millions of years to understand this sort of stuff. But robots? Well, they're sort of like little babies trying to figure it all out.
All right. How we doing? Y'all ready to order?
Well, I am. These people are talking about science and robot cowboys and haven't even looked at the menu yet.
Well, that's okay. I can take your order if you're ready.
Excellent. I would like the triple chocolate milkshake with the double chocolate syrup, please.
Okay.
So, a quintuple chocolate milkshake?
You said I could get whatever I wanted.
That is true.
And I'll take some jalapeno poppers.
A jalapeno popper milkshake?
Nope. Just the poppers, please.
All right, and for you?
I want chili. the hotter the better.
Ooh, our chili chocolate milkshake. That's a great choice.
What? I don't want no chocolate in there.
Oh, so just a chili milkshake?
No, I want a chili and fish milkshake.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take it in a bowl.
All right. Hot chilies and fish chunks and melted ice cream in a bowl.
That's right.
Got it. And what can I get for you, sir?
Do you have any healthy milkshakes?
Oh, you mean like a smoothie with spinach, yogurt, avocado, and nutritional supplements?
Ooh. Yeah.
No, we don't have that.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll just get a peanut butter blast.
Ooh, that sounds good. Make that, too.
Two peanut butter blasts. All right. Got it. I'll be right back with your food.
Thank you! Yay! Milkshakes!
So, Mindy, you were saying these researchers from Northeastern University were studying the body movements of whip cracking?
Yeah, sort of. It says here that the volunteers for the study were mostly people without any real whip cracking experience.
And why is that?
Because they wanted to see how regular humans are able to use floppy objects like bull whips with no experience, but robots can't seem to figure it out.
Ah, so just like humans can fold and handle things like floppy clothing and shoelaces, robots have a tougher time controlling the movements of these kinds of things.
Exactoritos.
So how did the researchers study the body movements of these whip-cracking volunteers?
Well, see for yourself. See, this program has behind-the-scenes pictures and everything.
Hi. It says here that they had 16 volunteers use a whip that was 5.25 feet long.
Hey, I think that's just about as long as mine. Mr. Fingerling, can you help measure this thing?
Oh, I suppose so. Let's see here. 2, 4, 6, 8, ten.
What's he doing?
14, oh, Mr. Fingerling's 16, fingers are exactly 2 inches long. 20,
what?
It's so handy. It's like having a measuring tape with you wherever you go.
28. What's after that? 30.
This could take a while. So, what did they do next?
Well, it says here that they lined the whip with motion-tracking dots.
Motion-tracking dots? What?
Yeah, they're these reflective little stickers that, when filmed with a special camera, they help researchers view the movement of the whip in slow motion and from any angle.
Huh.
And they found that, for starters, the volunteers weren't great at whipping. Some of them only hit the target about 30% of the time.
Well, that's still a far sight better than this one with her licorice doodad.
Shh! Grab a G-force!
And two, they found out that the faster people whipped, the more accurate they were.
Maybe that's my problem. I've just been whipping too slow.
Mindy?
Maybe I just need to whip it 50, faster.
60.
How are we looking, Mr. Fingerling?
62 and a half a finger makes 63. So that's 5 feet, 3 inches.
5.25 feet. That's the same length as the whip that they used in the study, Guy Raz.
Oh, no, Mindy. I know that look in your eye. Don't do it.
Stand back, everyone. I'm about to crack this whip for science.
But, Mindy, those researchers from Northeastern University already whipped it for science.
Yeah, but they didn't use a licorice whip. Aren't you curious to see the results of candy over leather?
No.
Well, watch out, because here I go!
All right, I've got your milkshakes here.
My tray with licorice rope.
Hey, I did it. Did you hear that whip crack? Yee-haw!
Yes, but you destroyed all our milkshakes in the process, Mindy.
My milkshake!
My progress!
Hey, a little bit of floor dirt never hurt nobody. I'll just lick it up.
Oh, ma'am, no, please don't eat that.
Huh. I wonder if there's a way for me to get that whip crack without smashing anything.
I would hope so.
What does it say those researchers did next, Guy Raz?
Well, it says here that their next steps are to teach those volunteers proper whip cracking techniques to see how their body movements change over time as they get better and better at the whip cracking.
Huh. Maybe I should get some lessons. I wonder if there's anyone that specializes in licorice whip cracking.
Hello there, folks. I'm the manager here at Southern Mama's Big Fancy Steakhouse.
Uh-oh.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you all to leave. You know, on account of all the whipping and glass smashing and yelling.
Yeah, that does make sense.
What? Who was yelling?
Can I get this chili fish chunk milkshake to go?
No.
Well, looks like that's one more restaurant we can't come back to.
And good riddance. Come on, let's go to the Knuckle Hut.
For milkshakes?
Oh, for jalapeno poppers.
Hooray! Jalapeno poppers!
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
My name is Hudson, and I live in Houston, Texas. And my wow is that pine martens, basically just a type of tree weasel, can catch squirrels. Bye. Say hi to Dennis.
Hi.
Thomas Fingerbean.
What?
And Grandma G-Force for me.
Wow.
Hi, Missy and Guy Raz. My name is Berkeley, and I live in Edmond, Oklahoma. And my wow in the world is that Tasmanian tigers can open their mouth 120 degrees. Isn't that amazing? And even though they are believed to be extinct, people think they have seen them before. Bye. Say hi to Reggie for me.
My name is Rama. I'm in Alachua. And my wow in the world is butterflies taste with their hind feet.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Sonny. Hello, we are. We live in Champaign, Illinois. And our wow in the world is that millions of years ago, all the continents were one big continent called Pangaea. Then, over millions of years, the continent split up to where we are now. Bye. Say hi to Thomas Fingerling, the Slay Cat, Reggie, Gamma G4,
say what?
And Dennis.
Hi there.
Bye. Love your show.
Hi. My name is Nigel.
And I'm Tyler.
And we live in Detroit, Michigan. And our wow is cockroaches are so fast that if they were the size of humans, they could run 200 miles per hour. Hi to Reggie, Guy Raz, and Mindy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Felix. I live in North Chevy Chase. And my wow is that a group of jellyfish is called a smack. Say hi to Reggie, Spoonie Slight Cat, and Dennis.
Howdy.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Henry, and I'm 6 years old. I'm calling from LaGrange, Illinois. My wow in the world fact is that bears prefer bee larvae instead of honey.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Eli from Brooklyn, New York. My wow in the world is that even though they often weigh over 1,000 pounds, polar bears can walk on thin ice using their huge paws that distribute their weight. Unfortunately, due to global warming, the ice is getting too thin, even for polar bears. P.S. We know that you are Static Man, Dennis.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Poppy.
And I'm Josie.
And we're from New York City. My wow in the world is that the oldest jellyfish fossil found is around 500 million years old. And that jellyfish will probably outlive the humans because they're so well adapted to their environment.
My wow in the world is that the Freedom Tower is 1,776 feet tall, the same year as the Americans became independent.
Say hi to Dennis.
Ahoy there!
Grandma D4.
Oh, yeah.
And ready for me. I love your show! Bye!
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to WoW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Original sound design and music editing is done by Tyler Thole with help from our supervising producer, Jed Anderson. You can also hear Jed Anderson in the voices of Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear on our show.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WoW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to Steph Sosa, Henry Moskal, Anna Daneker, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Sana Ali Mohammed, Anna Zagorski, and all of the other tinkerers at Tinkercast HQ.
To keep the WoWs rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com, where you can become an official member of the World Organization of WoWzers. Learn about upcoming events, shop our WoW shop, find our New York Times best-selling books, and learn about all of our other amazing podcasts from Tinkercast.
Grown-ups, you can follow WoW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WoW in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WoW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a WoW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
WoW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
Let's see.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. Our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!